listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. A man has tragically died after being mauled by three dogs at a home south of Brisbane. Paramedics were called to an address in Greenbank this morning, declaring the 42-year-old dead at the scene. Police say he was working as a contractor for Energex and no one was home at the time.
It appears the male was in the area conducting meter readings on behalf of Energex at the time. Our hearts go out to the family of the deceased male from Marsden. And it's also a difficult time for the owners of the residents who are attached to their dogs.
The dogs have been taken by animal control. WorkSafe Australia has been notified. Former Aussie skipper Ricky Ponting hopes a health scare that saw him hospitalised in Perth overnight highlights the importance of speaking up if something's not right. The 47-year-old experienced chest pains and then dizziness while working on Seven's coverage of the first test against the West Indies. He's told the network he told co-commentator Justin Langer what happened before his teammate sprung into action.
You know, the fact that I was willing to share it with JL and then your mate looks after you, and I think as people of our age, we're probably a little bit reluctant to share much and talk much about our health especially, and I think that's a really good learning curve from me yesterday, especially with what's happened over the last 12 or 18 months with really close people around us.
Ponting has thankfully returned to commentating today. A bit of a false alarm. A beach on the New South Wales mid-north coast had to be evacuated earlier today after something believed to be a bomb washed ashore. A detonation team from the Defence Force made its way to Port Macquarie's Lighthouse Beach but found it was actually an old naval flare. And frustrated by constant Uber cancellations, well, the rideshare company is coming down hard in a bid to stop it. From next week, drivers who cancel more than a quarter of their trips will no longer be eligible for incentives. It says drivers who accept trips without any intention to complete them are participating in fraudulent behaviour.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.